It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
The first ever Florida Man Games will feature beer belly wrestling.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
All right, Kevin.
Man, my computer is Oh, there we go. It froze up on me for a second, Jay, but you know what? I thought it because it's going to be 1 billion degrees. Today, the beginning of the hot?
It
is, right?
I don't know how hot today. Let me check
the new
one.
And then...
No, it's not that bad today. It's 98.
Oh, that's nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then 100, couple hundreds.
104. It's cooled down a little bit from what they originally had forecast for the weekend. Because some clouds are supposed to roll in on Saturday now, so it's supposed to be mid-90s. And then, which again,
really?
Remember...
Because on TV, our KXLY people are being bad.
Let me see.
They are sticking with this well over 100 on Saturday. Now, I do think the latest one, I saw them back it down to right at 100.
Okay.
But I think they're being stubborn. You know how that is, where it's like, we said it was going to be 103.
Excessive heat warning.
And we refused to back it down into the 90s, because I did see on my phone it said like 96.
Mm-hmm.
But they just won't back off of 100.
Mark's forecast is 96 on Sunday, but 100 on Saturday.
Okay, yeah. See, that was the last one I saw.
Mm-hmm.
I guess does four degrees make a difference?
Not at that point, no.
Yeah, it kind of. Clouds would be nice.
It's supposed to be above 90 through next Wednesday.
Okay.
So there you go. So, yeah, the beginning of the heat. Yeah, you're right.
Well, let's do this. You've got some pain, right?
Sure.
Your body is overtaxed. You don't know what to do. You've had a busy weekend working in the yard, Jay, and everything just feels...
Been there. Steve,
gosh.
Been there, huh, buddy?
Oh, been there.
Like, busy weekend eating pizza on the couch, huh, Steve? You know what I'm saying.
been there.
What was the last thing that you ordered, Steve? Last food that you got?
Last food that I ordered.
And I don't necessarily mean... I shouldn't say ordered.
You mean delivered?
Not delivered, yeah. I just mean any food that, where was the last fast food? Something that you bought that you did not make?
Subway.
Subway. Ooh, what does Steve get at Subway? This ought to be good.
I'm going to guess turkey with nothing on it and just bread.
No. Mm. Incorrect.
Okay. Huh?
Incorrect.
Incorrect. Okay. I will go with one of the weirdest orders ever, a tuna fish sandwich.
Oh, boy.
Are you going to be mad if I say that's right?
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, really?
Actually, what I did yesterday, I did this yesterday, and don't hate me for this either. I had one of those buy three, get for the price of two.
Buy three sandwiches for the price of two coupon.
Buy two, get one free, basically.
Yeah, I guess that's how you would say it.
That seems like a better way of doing it. And this is a Subway coupon you had.
Correct.
All right.
So I got three sandwiches.
To space out through how many days?
Two.
He does stuff I've never heard before.
He does it a lot, Jay.
I know. It's like a lot of times buys, two of this so he can have leftovers. I'm not against it at all.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I had two sandwiches yesterday.
So you ate two of them?
Yeah. Well, one for lunch and one for dinner.
Of the same sandwich?
They're also tuna fish.
No.
Okay, so you changed it.
Oh, you changed it up.
I see.
Well, no, I got... So here's what I did.
Yeah, please explain.
So I got, two tuna fishes, one for yesterday and one for today.
I think it's tunify.
Tunify?
That is correct.
Okay, sorry. My apologies.
to the tuna fish.
Yeah, and then a meatball.
Oh, man. Wow. Opposites do attract.
And so since that was toasted and heated and everything.
Oh, that's a dinner. That's got dinner written all over it.
Well, I had it.
You ate it fresh.
I had to eat it fresh.
So you ate it
first.
Yeah. Okay. So that was lunch.
Okay. And then tuna fish for dinner.
Yeah. And then tuna fish for lunch later today.
Wow. Were these footlongs?
Oh, yeah.
Dang, Steve. So you had 2 feet of bread yesterday.
I guess I did.
Steve, nice. Have you gained weight since you moved here?
I mean, I used to do this all the time.
Well, you didn't used to be old like you are now.
Old?
I mean, what are you, like 50?
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. It's fine. I'll get over
it. Good for you, man. Good for you. Hey, yeah, Kevin, hey, you didn't pass up a deal. Don't pass up a deal, Steve.
That's what I'm saying.
I never understood. And people's argument to me on this is somewhat legit, where they go,
what, it doesn't taste as good or something?
No, I just always get mad about the tuna fish sandwich at Subway. Like,
I know.
Why would you get a tuna fish sandwich when literally
you can make it at home,
you
right?
You just go at home
yeah.
and you open a can of tuna,
mm.
you put some mayonnaise in it, and you put it on bread and you eat it.
Because then they say you can make a turkey sandwich
at home.
And
they go, well, you can do the same thing with a turkey sandwich at home. I go, but you know what I can't do? I mean, I can. But you know how much more work it is to...
Same?
Get... to get the tomatoes and the pepperoncinis and all the stuff I put on the sandwich. I'd get it if I was just eating turkey, cheese, mayonnaise, bread.
Yep, that's
right. But that's not how I'd get a sandwich at Subway.
Correct.
I get all the stuff on it.
Right.
Oh, do you want oil and vinegar? No, I don't, but I'm going to because it feels like it puts some more value in that sandwich.
That's right.
Salt and pepper? I would never, knock yourself out.
I would never think of putting that on there, but yeah, you know, I'm here and you're there, so let's do it. Let's go crazy.
Let's put it all on there.
Yeah, let's go nutty right now.
Well, I got some more coupons if you want.
Oh, man, so much.
They sent me a whole sheet.
Oh, wow.
What do you get on the tuna? VIP. Is it just tuna?
Well, I mean, like lettuce, tomato, mayo.
Oh, you do put the...
Oh, wow, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's a little something in there.
Lettuce, tomato on a tuna. Pickles?
Oh, no.
Oh, that's right. You don't like pickles.
I don't like pickles.
Gosh, pickles are the only thing that sound good to me on a tuna fish sandwich.
You know, it is funny that you said when you said pickles, I don't like pickles. And Kevin was like, you don't like pickles? And you get mad about it. You know, people do that. Yesterday, somebody said something. Do you like let's get some tomatoes. I got some fresh tomatoes. I go, nah, I'm out. I don't like tomatoes. And like, you don't like tomatoes?
I know.
Are you the biggest idiot on the planet? I'm like, I don't know. I just don't like necessarily. I mean, I don't hate them, but I just don't. I'd never put it on there.
Would you?
And they'd look at you like you're an alien.
Could you go back and get tomatoes from that person? Because I love them. Oh, I forgot to tell you.
Yeah, you did.
Jay, your body's overtaxed, blah, blah, blah. They say that what you need to do is pause for a moment.
Good grief.
Of gratitude.
Gratitude fixes injuries?
The study found that doing so could reduce your perception of pain by 40%. So like if you stop, instead of just working in the yard and being miserable, if you stopped and you sat down for a second, took a little pause and you thought, man, I'm really thankful. This is a beautiful yard. It's a national park back here, and I'm really thankful for it. And apparently your body relaxes your muscles.
You trick it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Get some cortisol production, and things are good. So try that next time. Or eat a tuna fish sandwich.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You can be tall and goofy looking like a lot of people. No. Instead, you're just...
You're just Rob.
You're
just Rob.
Kevin James.
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not. It's not my fault.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
Alrighty, Kevin.
Hi, Jay.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Kevin.
That's what the letter says.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something happened to me over the weekend and I thought I would see if maybe you could... You know, use this letter and give me your thoughts on what I did. Sorry, what I did wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I've been talking to this girl that I met online for a couple of months now. She and I have talked on the phone and text almost every single day since we matched. She lives in Sandpoint, so we hadn't met in person. Well, we finally got to meet for the first time, and I thought it would be, you know, nice to bring her a little gift to show my appreciation. I thought she would love it. What girl doesn't like jewelry? Well, it did the opposite, and I don't get it. She laughed and said, I can't accept it. That's just too expensive. First of all, how does she know how expensive it is? I got her a little necklace pendant with an opal on it, which was her birthstone. She said it was too much too soon. It was super awkward, but I could tell that she still tried to make the most out of the rest of the date. We really haven't texted much since, but it's only been a few days. Do I hang on to this necklace and give it to her later on? Or is there not a later on, as I may have blown it all together? That right. is from Cody.
509-441-0999 to call or text. Texts are all over the place. She sounds ungrateful, dumper. She's rude, dumper.
Wow.
This one says, maybe a little early. Keep it for down the road. Maybe ask her on another date and bring a candy necklace so that it's not so expensive.
Uh-huh.
Just to make it, you know, less awkward and funny, which is kind of, that's kind of a fun idea. Hey, I know I tried to give you a necklace on that one date. How about this one? And it's, you know, one of those sweet tart ones.
I think somebody brings out, Evie says that on Facebook, you know, hold on to it. It's a beautiful gesture, but jewelry for a lot of people has like that long-term gift feel to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Flowers are more of a first-time gift. They're
yeah, get her
die
something
like
that can die.
Love.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That a boy, Kev. Good job there.
You know, she just said, be honest with her. Text her, tell her you didn't mean to scare her, that it was, you know, just a token of appreciation, how you really have enjoyed talking to her and getting to know her. That's a good plan. And I would, you know, definitely hang on to it. What are you going to do? You're not going to pawn it.
Well, you could. Well, you could.
He did. He did.
You could
say
pawn
in the letter,
it. Probably buy a car. It sounds pretty expensive.
He did say how much it was in the letter. He said it was $250.
What?
Which isn't. You know what it is? It's not a lot in the jewelry world, but it is a lot for the first time I met you.
Lynn, what do you think?
Hey there, guys.
Howdy.
So when Kevin was reading the letter, as soon as I heard the word jewelry, I cringed. So jewelry was too much too soon.
Especially if it was $250,
right?
Huh?
Yeah. But yeah, I would say hold on to it for, like, ever. And if that relationship blossoms into, like, the serious relationship, like 2 years in and you're looking at getting married, then surprise her with it.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's a fun thing. In the meantime, do you even, like, have a discussion about it or do you just move on like it never happened?
I would probably say something to her like, I get it, too much, too soon.
Yeah.
And, you know, let's move on.
Do you think in any way, shape, or form that she was rude? We have quite a few on the text line now that say she was rude. She should have taken it. But I think taking it, you know, also leads to some expectations, I think.
Yeah, sure. I would say I don't think she was rude at all. I think she set her boundaries and let her know, let him know where, you know, the
right.
relationship stands. Like, yeah. as far as, you know, like, that's the first time they met, so.
Right. Yeah, a little quick.
And let's move on.
Very good, Lynn. Thank you so much. Appreciate the call.
Take care, guys.
Bye. Yep, you too.
Yeah, I think that's all fair. Now, I don't.
So,
I didn't
Steve,
think
have
of
you
it-
talked to her since she tried to get me to
Man, too much too soon. That's my middle name, baby.
It's awkward. You imagine.
Yeah, I love it when Steve, okay, when I read the letter the first time, Steve was still in studio with us, and I looked over and I go, what do you think, Steve? And he goes like this, man, this is off the air.
Uh-huh.
He's like, yeah, once I heard you say like he bought her an oval necklace.
Oval?
And I was like, that's not what it was.
Well, you said birthstone. That's what I was going for. I was going for birthstone.
Yeah.
He goes, yeah, that's a little much.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that oval is a birthstone?
Oval.
You're a birthstone.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
We have no idea who these people who live in Spokane, who they are.
Oh, wow. New best friends, possibly.
It could be. I got a new place to go to dinner.
Kevin James.
That should be the first question you ask. Hey, nice to meet you. What kind of cook are you?
Yeah, it all depends. Yeah, that's
yeah.
true.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not very good. Never mind. I'm good.
No more questions.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
$358 million Friday night jackpot. Kevin, can you imagine you win that and then go on vacation?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'd be all right.
Would that change your vacation, do you think, maybe a little?
It would make it good.
Yeah, a little attitude adjustment there as you're taking some time away. You're like, huh, oh, I guess I got that waiting for me when I get back. That doesn't stink. Entertainment news brought to you by AMCO, AAMCO. Steve, you want to kick us off here?
Sure. I saw this yesterday. Very big, exciting news. Katy Perry, of course, kind of the talk of American Idol. Because she said at towards the end of the season, was it, that she was
Yeah, probably halfway
show?
Through, three quarters, something like that.
Okay, yeah. So who was going to replace her? There were lots of rumors of, like, you know, Miley Cyrus, Jelly Roll. Yeah. A bunch of different names were kind of thrown out there. Pink.
Right.
Who you didn't like my mentioning or something. I remember that.
What?
I don't know. Something. I did something with that.
I think Pink would be awesome.
Yeah.
She would be, wouldn't she?
Yeah.
Well, turns out it's going to be none of those people. It is former American Idol winner, Carrie Underwood.
So is that, has she actually inked the deal, or she's just real close to inking the deal? Do we know for sure?
I guess it's not completely confirmed at this point.
But she's working on finalizing the contract. That's the rumor, right? Like,
yeah.
It has not been confirmed, but everybody's reporting it. So it's, you know, one of those deals.
Yeah.
Well, we can't right. say for sure, but it's on pretty much, it's
expected
everywhere.
Expected to replace yeah. Katy Perry as new American Idol judge.
Right. I think it's pretty much a done deal. I haven't seen, officially.
Right.
But and it might be, but
20 years later, by the way,
since she won it,
isn't that weird?
That is crazy. Is that a good pick?
I don't want to sound negative, but I don't like it at all.
You don't like it because you don't like Carrie Underwood?
I don't know. I don't know if I like Carrie Underwood. I guess she has an opportunity to really win me over.
Mm-hmm. As a person as like a judge?
All of it.
Okay.
Because I don't know how I feel about Carrie Underwood. I know this.
How'd you feel about Katy Perry?
I loved Katy Perry.
Okay. You liked the way she handled that role. She was fun
at
times.
Yeah, she was really fun.
Was great at giving advice type thing.
Kind of crazy, a little out there.
Yeah.
And even going into it, you felt that way.
Yeah. I mean, I liked Katy Perry. I didn't know that much about her.
Yeah.
But I always thought she was, seemed kind of fun or whatever.
Yeah, she allowed Luke to be kind of wacky and added that, I felt like, that middle ground that needed to be added. So I think no matter who it is, it's going to be weird if you're an idol person.
Absolutely.
You're like, oh boy, you're not Katy Perry.
But if there is ever a place to show off your personality mm-hmm. and have people really love you, it will be that seat. Being between Lionel and Luke is a good spot to shine. And maybe Carrie Underwood will surprise me. I just don't feel like she has the personality that is going to be great there, and I could be totally wrong. Totally wrong.
Because you
that.
Think she's too serious. Is that what you're thinking?
I don't know. Yeah, I just don't. I don't know why I feel that way.
And
also, if you're going to be on TV, Carrie, mm-hmm. every week, you have to stop changing your face.
Changing your face? What does that mean?
Have you not seen her face?
I don't know. I'll Google it right now. Feel safe with that, Google. Carrie Underwood. That looks just like her.
It doesn't look like the original Carrie Underwood.
Well, she could be getting older. What are you concerned about?
No, she's just fallen into the Hollywood slash.
Oh, she's doing too much to her face?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Huh.
For my liking.
I don't know what that means. What is it in particular she's done to her face that you're not a fan of?
Her lips, her eyes, just if you look at her, she's a totally different. She's like Kardashian.
Oh, I see. Okay. Huh.
I'm going to type Carrie Underwood's face then
transformation.
And now. Then and now. Let's see.
Well, 20 years is a long time to compare.
Well,
you're probably comparing even in the last 5 years, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, I'll. Oh, I see.
I do see
one picture where I see what you're saying. I just saw a picture.
First thing I type in, did Carrie Underwood get plastic surgery?
Wow.
I don't know. I'll have to read more.
It doesn't feel like Carrie Underwood needs plastic surgery.
She doesn't, but do you remember when she had the little, whatever happened to her face, remember?
Oh, she got hit in the face, right?
And she freaked out, was like.
Yeah, she got hit in the face.
It was terrible, and it looked fine.
Yeah.
Was that a
concert?
She got
40 stitches in her face. Yep. Mm-hmm. Do-do-do-do-do.
Maybe that's what you're
saying. Some people are saying, that was all fake because she was just trying to get surgery.
She tripped and fell, broke her wrist, severely damaged her face. Sounds so weird to say she severely damaged her face, but 40 to 50 stitches above her lip and surgery for a broken wrist back in.
But remember we would see her face and it was like, it looks
different because she had to have surgery because she was got stitched up.
Dr. Stephen Follick exclusively tells Life and Style magazine, it's clear that the country star has had some nips and tucks.
Wow.
Her skin looks better, he says. So she's you probably don't had some laser or microderm. Well, yeah.
I so mean, you don't want her on there because you don't like that. Her face?
Abrasion to improve. No, I just said if you're going to be on TV every week, you got to be careful with that because
people will notice. Is that what you're thinking?
Yes. Then it will just become like more and more obvious. Carrie, listen, she's beautiful. There's no doubt about it. And I hope that she gets on the show. And much like the first time I saw her in concert, she completely blows me away.
Yeah.
Because she was one of those, I liked her music, but I was like, eh, you know, whatever, I'll go to her show. And I went to her show, and I was like, wow, you are really, really special. And so I hope on American Idol I end up feeling the same way.
I'm with you. Yeah, I want it to succeed. I want it to be huge.
Mm. Sounds like you really like her. I don't know what the deal is.
Parker McCollum is having a baby.
That is going to be a world record.
Yep.
That is going to make news.
He's pretty funny about the fact that they are expecting.
Oh, his wife.
He says, usually you know a lot about stuff when you go into it because you can research it and you can practice it. And he goes, parenting, you can't really practice it. He goes, you might be able to get a dog, but it's not the same, clearly. He said, so at least I've known a little bit about everything before I've gotten into it this time. I'm just winging it. I have no idea what I'm doing. He goes, also, times have changed. People when at my concerts used to throw bras up on the stage. Now they throw onesies because they know that my wife's expecting.
That's great.
I love
Dude,
that.
Dude, take
That's,
those onesies,
You're going to need those, bud.
Yeah, never enough onesies.
No one's ever said, man, honey, we have too many onesies.
No.
Also, you remember what he's naming his son, right?
I don't.
That's a great name. His last name is McCollum. His first name will be Major.
Major McCollum. I don't think I had heard that, had I?
Maybe. I don't know. Major McCollum. Sounds like you got a lot to live up to, bud.
It's a musical thing. Major.
You think they'll start throwing diapers up on stage?
Why not?
That'd be more helpful, don't you think?
Absolutely. Yeah. Throw something soft up there, though, if you're going to throw anything. You know, don't be dumb throwing cell phones. Don't be dumb throwing stuff like that. Baby rattles. Don't need them. Car seats. No.
What about those teething rings?
I don't know, man.
Those would probably be okay.
I think the frozen ones are the big thing, aren't they? The frozen
ones?
Yeah, don't
throw the frozen ones. I mean, you can throw them, and then he can go home and freeze them.
Oh, there you go. That's a better idea.
Yeah.
Or maybe not throw anything. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
And this is a pretty easy game.
Yeah.
All Rob has to do is share what's on his mind.
Kevin James.
Oh, I can give you. What, you want me to share what's on my mind?
Well,
what?
We'll narrow
what door do you want me to open? Is the question.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. We've got email. We've got email. Got email. Got email. We've got email.
On the air at jayandkevin.com. That's our email address, on the air at jayandkevin.com. Kevin, what do you have for emails to kick us off today?
Well, we're going to kick it off with an email from Kyler, who says, hey, Jay and Kevin, ask Stevie-O Steve, that's what it says, if he wants to come spend a day on the login truck with me.
Oh, wow.
A login truck.
That sounds awesome, Steve.
Actually, no, in fairness, he says on a login job.
Okay.
So I don't know. Maybe it would be a skid steer and maybe a logging truck. I don't know. I'm going to look at Kyler's profile here.
This sounds like a legal mess.
No. How's
for
it a
everybody
legal
involved.
Mess?
What are you talking about?
Well, where's the legal
when
issue?
In doubt, you just throw the legal thing on there so you don't have to do it? I see what you're doing.
No, actually, I would do it. I would do it if he's serious.
That would be an awesome experience.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking. It looks like he's an equipment operator at Lake City Logging. And, big machines. Big, big machines,
I love that.
Steve.
I love it.
I like big machines.
Steve, you should do
it. Kind of looks like a real man.
I don't know what that was either. Yeah,
so
you should
do
it.
You would do it? You want me to? Okay, I'll get you his info.
And yeah.
You guys can. You've now committed to it, it sounds like.
Have I?
You did. I heard it. We could always run the tape back. Run it back.
I'd
play it back.
Well, we could we could do like a little segment on the show.
Heck yeah. Well, you think? Yeah. If you're going to go on a logging truck or any sort of heavy equipment, then yes, we're going to do a segment on the show.
Producer Steve's Dirty Jobs.
Oh,
like, let's just steal it.
Let's go.
Right from Mike Rowe.
Let's go.
Is that his name? Mike Rowe?
Yeah.
I think so. Well, what would I have to do?
Well, I mean, don't worry about it. You just go there, and experience it.
You don't do anything. You just go experience it.
Okay, yeah, he doesn't actually want me to, like, move things.
I mean, no. I mean, there are going to be some liabilities there, so no.
That's why I was saying this doesn't seem like a...
Oh, yeah, you're going to stand near the tree that he's going to rip out of the ground, and it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's like a ride-along with a police officer.
Absolutely.
Like,
oh, okay.
You're going to probably get to ride on the equipment and check it all out.
Yeah, that sounds fun, yeah.
Will we let you do anything? Probably not.
Producer Steve's Dirty Jobs. Kevin, that's a great idea. We got to get
How
that done.
How fun would that be?
Yeah, we are making that happen. Great.
We've got email.
Annabelle said, are you going to post a video of your daughter's wedding? I don't imagine that will happen.
Why not?
I'm sure there'll be some pictures, but...
Video you dancing?
Yeah, what about like a video how, you know, I do it for a lot of the weddings I do. Mm-hmm. I make a little... video recap of the day.
Yeah.
Do you think there's any chance? No?
That I will do it?
Well, I mean, I just need somebody. I'll even put the video together.
I mean, is there a chance that I'll do it? No. I mean, is there a chance that we could get it done? I mean, maybe. I don't know that that's a decision that I make.
True. Do you guys have a videographer?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Yeah, they're going to send the really cool video.
I feel like they probably will, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I paid for that, so hopefully, yeah.
Oh, you did. It might take a while to get it back. That's always the bummer.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Oh, you sure did.
Oh, boy.
I mean, just a little something would be nice. I'd love to see it, too, because...
I forget about that part of it, but yeah.
Yeah.
I'll check with the powers that be on that, Kev, and then I'll let you know what the story is.
Well, yeah, it obviously, ultimately, is your... daughter's decision.
It is, yeah.
We should
yeah.
be like, sure. Yeah, I don't really want that on.
Sure, that's just fair. Whatever she wants
but
to do.
But most brides are like, put me out there, please.
Yeah.
It was that one moment, and I paid a lot for it, so we might as well.
Yeah.
One shining moment.
That's actually the song that we're walking down the aisle to.
Do you have any idea what your daughter's dress looks like?
I do not.
Is that for real?
Yeah.
Is it really?
I don't know the style of it or anything.
I don't know anything. I don't know anything about it.
But you do know this. Is that... Are you serious?
I am serious, yeah.
That's awesome.
She wanted it that way so that there's the first look. So, yeah.
No. I was talking about the one shining moment thing.
No, that part is not right.
Oh, man.
That's not right.
One shining moment.
It's the Olympic theme, actually.
She
it's going to be great.
Like basketball. We've got
email. That's why I thought it was happening.
Anything about it, really, like the music or that part. I don't know.
Well, clearly, you said it was one shining moment.
Well, that was a joke.
Do you
Steve?
Know her first dance with Mr. Jacob?
I don't think I know that.
By the way, I don't actually know his last name.
Let's keep it that way.
It's not important. Yeah, I realize you want to protect the innocent.
Correct. This did come in from Colby. What, if any, medal would you guys win in the funny Olympics? Okay. That's a funny question. I mean, we'd shoot for gold, but probably end up with, you know, just off the podium, maybe.
Man, I heard a great one yesterday that really hit home for me. It was like, if they had a gold, you know, a medal... Mm-hmm. medals for an Olympic event. That's what it's called.
Gosh, darn, that was not that hard.
For laziness.
Oh.
I would take fourth place just so I didn't have to walk up the podium.
That's funny. See, you got jokes.
Yeah.
That's your one shining moment.
That's it.
One shining moment.
Maybe one quick one, Kev.
It's not too late for you to get that into the wedding, Jay.
What, the one shining moment?
Yes.
That would be awesome, right?
I mean, we could call my wife and ask her. I don't know the musical part of it very well, so now I feel like I haven't paid attention.
Yeah, and now you feel like it has to be included in some way. No? Okay.
I feel like I understand the DJ company that you guys hired.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like a very good DJ company. So I was happy about that.
Yeah, Kev did some. That's a real thing. You like did research, right? Because I told you who it was because I wanted your opinion on it.
And no, they seem very legit.
Yeah.
And so I was, I kind of haven't said or done much about it, but I suppose I would love to have one conversation with Emma and just be like, you know, see what she's thinking.
Yeah.
Music.
I could have her people call you.
Her people?
Yeah, that's my
wife. You mean your wife?
Or her directly?
No, I can't allow you access to the bride. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Only to the mom of the bride.
Okay. You're not, boy, not that, a week before the wedding. Yeah.
No, heavens no.
That is always my favorite.
The not access to the bride, but to the mother of the bride.
Yeah, when the mom's doing most of it.
Yeah.
And I'll always be the same. Hey, is there any chance that we could pass this on to Emma? I'm adding Emma to the
emails.
To the emails, right, here and stuff. And, it's okay. We're paying for it. So, and I was like, I know, but, you know, it is still her wedding. So if we could get her on there.